soul evolution, this is Saratima. On the journey to enlightenment, we can focus, especially this year, a little bit more on soul evolution, because each soul is patterned differently. We all have different soul history, and we have a different upbringing and conditioning in this life. And depending on what was your moment of birth, you are configured within forces that are enacting upon you or that you're in relationship with that are very unique, that give you a sense of experiencing and seeing the world that is very different from other people. And we're all very unique. Even twins are still different. So your way of moving through life and perceiving and how you are healing and awakening and maturing as a soul, evolving as a soul, is going to be very unique. So one of the things that are important about our soul is that the general evolution we can all share. There are some specifics that we'll talk about later in the exercise MP3 about the soul. But for now, let's focus on qualities that are very important to develop, because souls have different soul standing, we can say. Some souls are more evolved than others, and that's just a fact, and that's not a bad thing or a good thing, because everybody is in class one at some point, and there's always someone who follows you coming into class one, and anybody that has already been in class one in first grade has gone before you. So some souls have a very high standing and some have a lesser standing, and they're more unconscious and they don't understand and see things as clearly as you might do. And all souls struggle with certain things. Now, as you become more refined, there is a desire to become a better person. That's usually a sign of maturity of the soul. The soul is not selfish and cruel and very gross. The soul wants to give and share. The soul wants to better herself. And there are sort of human levels that we consider quite reachable and quite easy to get to. And then there are much higher levels that are quite difficult, or they appear very difficult. The states of, like, we think of Buddhas and great saints, levels of giving and selflessness, and that seem a little bit unusual for our everyday life. But as a soul, it is quite important that we continue to evolve. We can realize ourselves and who we really are, which is sort of, in my experience, one strand of spiritual practice. And then there's sort of a parallel strand that has to do with the evolution. And not to make things too complicated, overall humanity goes through evolving stages. But individually, we can outgrow or go a little further than the collective and reach certain heights that are usually considered almost impossible. How do you really get to a higher level? And it has to do with developing virtues. So what are virtues? Virtues are everything that you can think of when we think about being a good person. It means being honest, being helpful, being kind, not to worry, to slander other people, not to complain about life, to be grateful. It's really about doing those little things like opening somebody's door, helping, just doing kind things. And there are things that you do that are visible to others, and there are things that you do that are invisible to others. Those that are invisible, they're stronger. They develop much, much stronger a bank account of power to raise in your soul standing, because it means that you have to have less selfishness and be more selfless. You're not doing it to impress others. You're really doing it out of the kindness of your heart. And these are then true virtues that we develop. There are also the virtues that are inherited by your ancestors, because the generations before us have done good things and bad things, and they come upon us. These are our inheritance. So just in general, doing everything that makes us a better person, where we constantly strive to do better, to become better, to have better qualities. And I'm sure there are lots of role models in our mythology, in our stories, religious stories that give us some hints who we could be and could become. And if you find nobody's good enough, then make up your own virtues, best person possible. What is it like to be God, for example? Now, coming back to the conversation on stages of enlightenment, when we speak about the opening of the heart and developing that God consciousness, that's really what we're talking here about. It is really the evolution of the soul that goes past the separation of the source of perfection and that drop of source that we are, the life essence within us. It appears separate, that has manifested separately and hasn't realized its own perfection. And we wash away that separation. And that separation, that shadow, is what are all the uglinesses inside of us and everything we think of not being virtuous. So this is just a different approach. When we actually tread the path of enlightenment, waking up and self-realization and then moving into that opening of the heart towards God realization, this soul evolution happens naturally. But let's say somebody's not interested in enlightenment. They don't even know what that is. But they naturally feel drawn to becoming a better person. That is, they want to improve their soul evolution. They want their own children to have a better life, to be better people. And not just like maybe at some point in the future, but really daily refining the edges in all areas of our lives. We do this a little bit later in the impeccability exercise, where we really look at our lives and make our lives really smooth and tight and really clean out everything that is superfluous and is just low vibrationary, and we want to do better. Now, in that context, with the impeccability exercise that's still coming up, it's more about ourselves. We want to become enlightened. We want to be free. We don't want to be suffering anymore. When we talk about soul evolution and we talk about virtues, it's really not about us. It's not about my enlightenment. It's really about the development of the heart, the development to love beyond our own limitations. Whenever we've reached our limits, can we go further? Can we be more forgiving? Can we be kinder? Can we forget all selfish agendas? And that does not mean that we have to burn out. We're not talking about a false sense of virtues. None of that. We're not trying to develop a false sense of goodness. It means to truly pattern ourselves and attune ourselves to the perfection of the universe, which is in this constant expansion and also then contraction. And we are currently going again into an expansion, which is just very, very beautiful. Thank you.